me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
No lube. Just stick it in. Let's do this. What up, y'all? KMB, the sexy ninja in the place to be for C Plus Studios. And a paper saber universe. You already know what this is. You put that too sweet sign up right now and say, welcome to the New World Podcast, brother. And it's for life. We're talking about SmackDown, a big SmackDown, Las Vegas, Nevada, Michael Cole, Wade Barrett on commentary. Let's go, Dan! Sammy and Owens package to catch us up, what's going on. And like I said, WWE has the best, they catch you up pretty quick in a span of like 2 to 3 minutes. They got the best packages. They got the music. They make it so cinematic. I love it. It's just one of those things. I can watch those things over and over again. Even though I'm like, I already watched this. But with the music and the drama and the you know, when they super kicks, the little freeze pause and whatnot, it's just some gangster shit. Bleh, bah, bah, bleh. As you can tell, I'm very excited. Damn good show. Cody Rhodes versus Ludwig Kaiser from Imperium. This was a fun match right here. And you know what's funny is I saw somebody. There's somebody I can't remember what their page is. I think it's like Wrestling Forever or something wrestling. But they were complaining about Cody and people he's been facing as of late, like LA Knight and Ludwig and stuff like that. He's like, oh man, he needs to be with Roman and this and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, Paul Heyman comes out. He's still involved. They're built to WrestleMania. It's fine. I don't mind seeing Cody face Ludwig. I was looking forward to this. Like, when Cody faced LA Knight, I was like, holy shit, hell yeah. There's so many matchups I want to see, so they're giving us a little piece and taste of the pie, the Cody Rhodes pie, the American Nightmare pie. And I did enjoy this match. It's a good way to start the show. You get that crowd hot. Everyone's singing Cody's song. Whoa! You know. Paul Heyman comes out for a little bit of distraction. Cody's gonna win. Solo joins Paul Heyman. Then there's a promo after the match. It's gonna be Solo versus Cody on Monday Night Raw, the big go home show. And SmackDown's gonna have the return of Roman Reigns one more time, face to face, before their big showdown in Hollywood. It's almost there, man. It's almost there. A week from Sunday. We're almost there, baby. It's been a hell of a journey. I was looking through the New World Podcast archives, and it's crazy. The first New World Podcast of this season, season 4. This is episode, I believe, 142. Season 4, episode 142. And I was looking at the journey to where we're at now. And the first NWP of this season was Cody, or the review for Cody versus Seth in the Hell in a Cell match, the torn pec. Then Cody was gone after that. You know, after he was written off TV that next night at Raw. And it's crazy to think, like, damn, you know, when I started this, it's insane. It's insanely awesome. That's what this is, man. 142 episodes. That ain't no joke, folks. That's, you know, that's a feat. You know, I know there's people out there, but that's a feat for me. And with everything we've been doing, I've been trying to stay consistent. And this has been, I'll tell you, anybody listening right now, thank you. Because honestly, this has been a really, really helpful with my mental health. With the writing the notes, sharing my love for this business, showing my love for these shows, and then just diving deep now into rabbit holes of professional wrestling. I just want to take this moment in time to say thank you. Now, on with the show. Paul cuts a promo, and he said, you know, he sets up Solo and him for next week. He throws the mic. Cody catches it, and Cody, oh my gosh, Cody tells him, tells Solo, you're not ready. We get a you're not ready chant, and then he goes, and Roman Reigns ain't ready for me. I was like, oh, shiza. Oh, man. You know, I'm like, oh. So next week, Solo and Cody. Now, I found this breaking news interesting. John Cena and Austin Theory's match for the United States Championship is going to kick off WrestleMania on Saturday. It's going to be the first match. And there was some debate I was listening to on Busted Open Radio that got me thinking, you know, for both main events of WrestleMania. Of course, Sunday night's going to be Cody and Roman. It has to be for the Undisputed Universal Championship. And they're talking about who main events the first night on Saturday. And, you know, they were talking about how it needs to be Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus the Usos for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. Then there was the talk of the women. And I was in there, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's true, because I really, you know, I just bought WrestleMania 2019 on Blu-ray. I found it at Bookman's, and I was looking at that WrestleMania. I'm going to rewatch it here soon. But I was looking at the WrestleMania, the first time ever in the main event, Becky, Ronda, Charlotte, both titles on the line. You know, Becky's the one going in. And just that amazing moment in the evolution of the women. And now we're here with WrestleMania 2023. Where do we go? And when they said Cena versus Theory, the kickoff mania, I was like, ah. This match just seems like it'd be more like a second match. You know, like I'm excited to see John in Theory tear it up in the ring and see what John does and stuff like that. Because I know John's going to, this is Theory's moment. There really hasn't been no build since Cena tore him down. So Cena might come back on Raw this week. You know, we'll see. Like the buildup has not been really anything here. So when they're like, he's kicking out Mania, I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, I'll watch. But if we're doing that, then that first night, we should have Bianca and Asuka somewhere in the middle, you know, maybe not second match, but like third, fourth, you know, middle of the show, Bianca, Asuka, they tear it up, they do the thing, because I'm just not invested in that story. I'm just not invested. The storytelling for that match has just not been well done. On the other hand, Charlotte and Rhea has been phenomenal. So that's why going into this next part here was Charlotte coming out and talking. And Charlotte and Rhea can kick off Sunday. We have Charlotte and Rhea, first match Sunday. Then you end it with Cody and Roman. A nice sandwich, if you will, for WrestleMania on the final night. I think that's where it's at. Charlotte and Rhea start the night, and they set the tone and said, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we tore the house down. Now it's your turn. You know, setting it off with a bang. That's just my thoughts on this. Charlotte Flair comes out. And I got to say, man, when people start doing the what chants, what? I feel like that's so disrespectful. You know, because even Charlotte had to dress up. It's like, you what me? You know, and Charlotte's trying to get through this promo. She's doing really well. And, you know, when everyone's like, what? Well, I was like, oh, God, just shut up. Let her talk. Just let her talk, man. I understand you're in the moment. You know, chants are chants or whatnot. But I think the what chant is annoying as fuck. But she did say she loves her father. She's continuing the greatest legacy in professional wrestling. It was built on respect. And she respects every single woman out there. There's no such thing as fear to Charlotte Flair. And diamonds are forever. And so is Charlotte Flair. The point and the message is sent. I like the brawl last week. I like this. I can't wait to see what we do on the Go Home SmackDown. So, and that SmackDown's huge. We got SmackDown, then we got the Hall of Fame. And then there's Supercard of Honor. It's all stacking, baby. It's all stacking that weekend. All week, honestly. So, and we got stand and deliver. It's good. It's a good time to be a professional wrestling fan, folks. We got Kevin and Sammy backstage. You know, Kevin's playing around in the chair. Sammy's pointing at the KO sign because we got a big KO show at the end of the night. And for some reason, Piff the Magic Dragon was in the crowd because he's a magician and he's from Vegas. And he has a cute little dog, though. I didn't even know who this was. They're like, Piff the Magic Dragon. I was like, who? So I looked him up. I was like, oh, you got a cute little doggy. A little doggy. A little doggy. Okay. Now, Rey Mysterio versus L.A. Knight. I feel like, for me, this was the meats and potatoes of the show. The real meats and potatoes, because we got something that we've been waiting for. We've been dying. We've been chomping at the bit. We've been like, come on, Rey. You know, get your huevos and kick your son's ass. So, L.A. Knight for the win. Big win for L.A. Knight. I'm like, okay, I will take this because of Dominic coming out and Ray's family's in the crowd and stuff like that. And, you know, it's his wife and his daughter, Dominic's sister and mom. Dominic comes out. It causes a distraction and stuff like this and that. And afterwards, Dominic gets in the ring. He says, come on, you know, fight me. You know, give me what I want. Let's fight. You know, let's fight. And I was just like, oh my gosh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Please, Ray. And then Ray says, no. Gets out of the ring. Future Hall of Famer here says he's not going to fight his son. I'm just like, the tease is unbearable at this point. It's like, ah. But this is where the swerve comes in. Dominic goes and gets in his mom's face. Calls her a deadbeat mom. You know, basically, your husband's a loser and this and that. And that's what's made Rey Mysterio snap. And he turned around and he punched Dominic. And that crowd went wild. I jumped out of my seat, scared the shit out of my cat. Because my cat was, like, sitting right next to me. And she was in bread loaf mode. You know, she was like, she lays on the couch and she looks like a loaf of bread. But, man. And I jumped up so big and she went poof. I was like, ugh! And then Ray grabs the mic. He goes, son, you push me to this moment. Me and you, WrestleMania, Mysterio versus Mysterio. It's on, baby. It is on. I'm excited. I'm just like, finally. Goddamn good storytelling. And what a moment to make this happen. Yeah. There's a few, yeah, but like I said, this is the meats and potatoes. I got to backtrack a little bit. There was a Big E commercial for Snickers that I really loved. I can't wait to see Big E back, and hopefully we can see what we can do with Big E. I just bought an action figure of Big E with the championship big moment with Big E winning. It was on a Monday Night Raw after winning Money in the Bank and stuff like that, beating The Miz. So I can't wait until Big E comes back, but this commercial is really great. Xavier comes in. He's like, looking and gets his Snickers, and it's like all Snickers, all, and Biggie's like, I don't know which one to get. Do I want you? Do I want you? Just put a smile on my face. Little things like that puts a smile on my face. Another thing, while Charlotte Flair is coming out, you know, grand entrance and stuff like that, I put here a kid in the crowd tearing up. I was like, oh, the magic of this sport, you know, especially, you know, a little girl seeing Charlotte Flair in all her glory, and that this being connecting to that core of like, I can be a superstar one day, you know, that like WWE has great moments where they can catch the crowd and they catch this little girl tearing up because Charlotte's coming out. You know, I was just like, that's awesome. That there is why we're fans, man. Just like that those are moments we live for and moments where we're in the crowd and we're awing these wrestlers, these superstars, you know, just great individuals, you know. So I thought that was a cool moment. So now, a match, though, here, I can honestly say, didn't really care for. Xia Li and Lacey Evans versus Natalya and Shotzi. Natalya and Shotzi win. Liv's out there. Raquel Rodriguez out there because they qualified for the showcase. So Fatal 4-Way Women's Tag Team match. The match itself, Xia Li, Lacey Evans, you know, Natalya Shotzi, I already saw that coming. I was like, anything with Lacey Evans, I know Lacey ain't going to win. It's just not working. Whatever. I think we need to go back to the drawing boards with her character. You know, Xia Li, just, she's just there. That's why I found her an odd pairing. Natalya and Shotzi was an odd pairing. You know, even Michael Cole was like, oh my God, this is a great pairing. I'm like, it's a random one. It's one of those moments where, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You want to go to WrestleMania? Tag team. But I would say the best part about this was Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler coming out. Ronda making points about this town, saying, like, you know, how many times have we sold out this place? How many times have we given our all, you know, because they're talking smack with the women in there, Natalya, Shotzi, Liv Morgan, Raquel, saying, we broke your arms, broke your spirits, broke your noses. You need to respect us and understand. And they announced they were added to that tag team match. And I'm like, okay, I'm invested. Give me that. Ronda, Shayna versus Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez versus
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We gonna have this, like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Versus, why can I not? I just announced Natalya and Shotzi, Liv Morgan. You get it. But that's how kind of unforgettable this was. But the Rousey and Baszler, they're added to the match. So let's go, Dan. And I think we'll probably get the next qualifier, either next Raw or next SmackDown. And who do you think it is? Let's see. I want some new talent. Maybe someone from NXT. You know. Let's move someone up from NXT, a tag team from NXT. So I just something different, because we've seen this group of women brawl it out all year. Let's add some fresh new meat to this match. All right, contract signing for the Intercontinental Championship. It's a triple threat: Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Gunther, with Adam Pearce. It ended and, like, I love Rabid Butch. I love when they say Rabid Butch. So they're out there, and I love the story between Sheamus and Drew. You know, friends, lifelong friends in the business. You know, Drew slept on Sheamus's couch and stuff like that. And Sheamus took Drew to his first practice and this and that. You know, like, training. And I really love this story, and I like Gunther's aspect of, like, why do I need to be here? I can't lose. You know. And I already beat Sheamus twice, you know, and Sheamus has never held the IC title. So there is some major, like, storytelling here with all of them. And after Butch attacks, we have the match set up, Gunther versus Butch. Such history between these two. I was like, it got me down the rabbit hole again with NXT UK, you know, RIP. But these two, you know, Pete Dunne and Walter. And I was going back and checking out some of those matches, and I was like, man, you know, Gunther, I will respectfully call him Gunther, not Walter, but formerly known as Walter, has come such a long way in physical form. Like, he was a little chubby. He could whoop your ass, though, chop the shit out of you. But I was watching his matches, he's a little chunky, but now he's a machine. Built, breaded, you know, I was just like, damn. And rumor that Triple H is going to give Pete Dunne back his name, get rid of this Butch thing. Thought it was dumb, such a Vince McMahon thing. And I think Triple H has been trying to find the right way to finally just, like, okay, you know, he is Pete. But man, this was a great match. Gunther versus Butch, knowing each other so well, such great history between these two. Gunther for the win. A little bit of outside stuff going on, but it ends with Gunther down and Sheamus and Drew face to face. And The one thing I love about WrestleMania season, the one thing I love is when the sign, I was like, ooh, they're looking, either looking or they're pointing, they got that side eye. So big match at WrestleMania. Andy Kaufman in the Hall of Fame was announced last week. This Hall of Fame ceremony is shaping up to be a big one. So it's going to be a Peacock. So after SmackDown next week, that's just crazy, man. I just can't believe it's here. I got the whole weekend off, so I'm going to WrestleMania it up. Street Profits backstage talking about, you know, hyping up that triple threat match and how they are in the showcase tag team, Fatal 4-Way tag team match at WrestleMania as well, you know, and they're like, how is Ricochet and Braun a tag team? What do they have in common? And Montez Ford, because they are smooth operators, like putting the hand gesture over his head, saying they're bald. That's all they got in common. Braun and Ricochet interrupt, like, oh, you have something against bald people, huh? But they're, you know, kind of hyping this up. A little nice little moment between the two, and that's going to be a big tag team match right there, because I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Ricochet, Braun Strowman, Viking Raiders, the Street Profits, and Alpha Academy. Oof. Oof. The potential, like, I'm just thinking, like, everyone flying everywhere. That's going to be a huge match right there. All right. Now, to the other meats and potatoes of the show. The KO show. With Sami Zayn, a special guest, this was a lovely moment. KO comes out, says, welcome to the KO show, and here's my special guest, Sami. Sami comes out to a huge pop. Kevin has this great moment where he's like, you wanted this, huh? He goes, what do you mean? And Sami's like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, you wanted your own pop. And he's like, that's why you said we come out. I told you we should come out together. You said no. People want to hear your music. They want to hear my music. You go out. You just wanted your own pop because these people love you. And yes, we do. That was a fun, cherished moment right there. And KO has been. I have one of the KO Mania shirts. I have one of the KO Mania shirts when he started playing KO Mania. And this was a special moment, man, where he's like, hey, you know, Roman gave you that shirt. I'm going to give you a shirt. And WrestleMania isn't KO Mania. This isn't that. And he gave him the shirt, and Sami looks, and it says WrestleZania. WrestleZania is here. He says, the dude that came and set the industry on fire, and he's not lying, Sami Zayn. And such a great moment. Puts on the shirt, and I like what Sami's like, come on, we'll hug. And I like Kevin's playing to me. He's like, you only get one hug a year. Then he's like, come here, you son of a bitch, you know. Like that moment with the Arnold and Predator. But they hug, but then the Usos attack, super kicks, you know, chaos, but last person standing is Kevin with the chair. The Usos are out. We're building up to this tag team match, and we end the show like that. I'm happy. I am very, very happy. Great show. I give this show a solid 4.5 out of 5. I had a good time. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Tell me what you think, what you love, what you hate, you know, all that good stuff. Is this the WWE? And Sami did say something interesting when he's like, this WrestleMania feels different. And it does. This WrestleMania feels very, very special on so many levels of what's going to happen. There's a few matches that are like, you know, like Omos and Brock Lesnar. It's more or less, I want to see Brock Lesnar F5 Omos, you know, just because it's like, it's a big dude. They have a contract signing coming up on Raw, but that's besides the point. We're talking about SmackDown. Okay. Tell me what you thought of the show. Were you happy when Rey finally hit Dominic? I was indeed. So, Drop those comments below. Go to our Tee Public store. Get yourself a sweet New World Podcast shirt. More designs on the way. Go get yourself the True Sexy Ninja logo for C Plus Studios now. Our little mascot, you know, the True Sexy Ninja, designed by Katie. The New World Podcast logo designed by Penta X. Go check out his music. He's got a great song dedicated to the great and late Razor Ramon. Check it out. And tell me what you think. Hit that subscribe. Drop some reviews. Tell them that you love C Plus Studios. Tell them that you love me, or tell them that you hate me. You know, you can give me one star. You know, just as long as we're interacting here, folks. All right, that's it. That's all. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I actually gave the bum down at Walmart a really nice some food. The other day I was driving and I had some food. I went grocery shopping and I saw him and I was like, yo, and I threw him some food. He's like, yo, thanks, brother. I'm like, yeah. I was like, love you. And I drove off. But he, you know, he, because he's on the corner, you know, and there's traffic, but I gave him some food. Okay. Yeah. Go show the bum down at Walmart some love. All right, y'all. I am KMB, the Sexy Ninja. And as always, the New World Podcast is for life.
You're on. I'll see you at WrestleMania, son.